The next patient is Mr. Sean Kiltz. The last name is K-I-L-T-S. This is the clinical case of a 46-year-old white male. That is a patient of Dr. Ware, W-A-R-E. That was referred to this office because of the CKD stage 4 with significant proteinuria, period. The patient comes today for a follow-up. And we need the one for the procrit.
Okay, print that one.
In the laboratory workup today, we have a creatinine of 2.5. An estimated GFR that is 28, albumin of 1.9, liver function test with the normal limits, calcium 7.4 that corrected is normal, CO2 is 31, and chloride 107.
That one you sent electronically.
Can you?
Do you still want it printed? It was sent electronically.
You have to submit it because it's Blue Cross Blue Shield. No?
No, we can, if they need a prior auth, they'll let me know.
Okay. The patient has an excretion of protein of 8.8 grams of protein in 24 hours. The patient is already taking ACE inhibitors. At this point, since he's a type 1 diabetic, we're going to provide a finerenone, finerenone, 10 milligrams daily for 3 weeks, and then 20 milligrams daily, and we'll reevaluate in 5 weeks. Period. Whether or not we will be able to keep the kidney function that the patient has is unknown. We have to get a better blood sugar control, a better blood pressure control, and try the finerenone, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus, that is followed by the endocrinology, period. The patient, number three, has anemia. This anemia should be treated. The CBC, the hemoglobin is 10.2, the hematocrit 31.4. We are going to see whether or not they approve the administration of retacrit 20,000 units every other week. Follow a number of controlled hypertension. We are going to add to the present medication labetalol 200 milligrams POVID. Following number, uric acid is 5.5. Following number, 25 vitamin D is 17. The patient should be started with 5,000 international units on daily basis of vitamin D3. Reevaluation in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. Very advanced case of diabetic nephropathy. And unfortunately, we don't know if we will be able to preserve the kidney function.